Welcome to danielswindow.org, where we watch and pray. This is Prayer Week 45, and this scripture is found in Acts 13, 2 through 3. So we're talking about adding fasting to prayer to really enlarge your prayer, to bring prayer back into your bosom, to strengthen your prayer, to be coupled with it. You know, it's like walking away from the things of this world. You're putting the natural world in time out. Why you give yourself to the spiritual things, because if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. And so the only way to do that is to say the spirit is stronger than the flesh, but the spirit cannot be stronger than the flesh unless we pray. And that's what Jesus told disciples, get up, watch, and pray. Because your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. So if you want to have a strong spirit, then fasting has to be part of your prayer life. So as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, and they sent them away. So fast, one thing, reason is fast, is for big decisions. You know, if you ever come to a place in your life that you don't know which direction to go, left or to the right, one day fast is great to break the yoke of that, you know, of not making that decision. You know, James said a man who can't make a decision is, you know, unstable in all his ways. And so, but many times we don't know what to do. We're not quite sure where God wants us to go. And so fasting and taking time away from this natural world and spending a time in strengthening up our spirit to hear God and what he wants and what he desires helps us. And so in this case, it was Barnabas and Saul for the work of the ministry where they're called to. But we need to fast. You need to fast before you get married. You need to fast before you change jobs. You need to fast before you relocate, you know, where you're going to live. These are some big things. We don't understand and realize just how much it affects us. You know, it's God who sets us where he wants us to be. We're supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're not led by circumstances, but many people are. We're not supposed to be led by opportunities, but many people are. So if you don't know what to do, you're not quite sure what God's will in a situation, then you take a day and to fast, and God's going to separate. He's going to separate the night from the day. He's going to separate the left from the right. He's going to separate, you know, the good from the bad, or even the good from the God. Because a lot of times we make a good decision, but it's not a God decision, which in the end is not that good of a decision. So go ahead and fast. That's one reason why we couple fasting with prayer.